And so now taking a posture for practice that gives you the experience of being here for yourself. Sitting in a way that embodies your human dignity, your membership on planet Earth. Sitting in a way such that the heart is open, possibly rolling your shoulders a few times up, back, and down, bringing those shoulder blades flat to the back and opening through the chest and the heart area, and letting the spine be nice and straight but not stiff. And your head balanced and erect on the neck, eyes soft and down. Sitting in a way that feels firmly planted in the chair. And with a sense of receptivity, so making sure that the hands are nice and soft, not clenched. And so opening with intentions to be here for ourselves. Connecting with the sense of the body sitting, the body breathing, feeling the breath in a way that works easily for you. It might be a focused awareness of the breath at the nostrils, throat, chest, or belly. Or it might be a wider sense of the breath in the whole of the body. Breath and body as a whole. So check it out. What works for you? What's easy? What is an expression of showing up for yourself and the life that's here? Letting the awareness rest in that spot or that whole sense of the body that you've chosen. And bringing the attention back gently, firmly, whenever it wanders. Bringing it back as an act of self-care. The mind can wander and go to very unpleasant places very quickly. So letting this bringing the mind back, the attention back, the corralling of our attention, letting it be a deliberate act of self-kindness. Some experiences that take our attention away are quite light, wispy. We're mainly still here with the breath. And we just keep breathing and knowing we're breathing. And other experiences that are stronger take us away for a longer period of time. It helps to make a note of them. So make a note, a label, open to how it feels through the body, and then gently ease back to the breath. Cultivating friendliness and familiarity with how the mind works each time it wanders. And gently bringing it back to this moment, to this breath, again and again and again. And now beginning to engage this contemplative practice by Rick Hansen, being for yourself. Allow yourself now to bring to mind a time when you were on somebody's side, perhaps a child you were protecting, a friend you were encouraging, dealing with someone with a health issue. Recall what it felt like, especially in your body. Notice your posture as you imagine this, your facial expression. Recall too some of the thoughts and feelings, perhaps a sense of caring, love, dedication, determination, even a sense of fierce intensity of being there for this one. And from knowing what it's like to be on someone's side, apply this attitude as best you can to yourself. Perhaps yourself as you are now, or if it feels easier for you, yourself when you were quite wee, a young child, if that works for you. So from the sense of what it's like to be on someone else's side, get a sense of being an ally to yourself, someone who will look out for you, help you, protect you, someone that recognizes that you too have rights and needs that matter. Contemplate this for a few moments, and if you lose the thread, you get lost in I don't deserve, I don't matter, inner critic stuff. Just refresh what it was like to feel that sense of care for the other. Go back to that for a few moments. And then come to yourself. Apply the energy to yourself. And now using a bit of memory, recalling to yourself times when you were really on your own side. Perhaps you were encouraging yourself during a tough period at work or in speaking up to someone who had hurt you. Or a tough health period. Going through a financial struggle, even just dealing with a troublesome neighbor, again, as you imagine this scenario, get a sense of what it was like emotionally, physically, feel it through your body. Notice what happens to the posture, the breathing. And your facial expression. Perhaps you can recall some of the thoughts that you had at the time that strengthened you. Let yourself stay with this memory, this experience, and let it fill your mind, heart, and body. And again, if you lose the thread of it, remember what it was like to turn up for someone else. Embody that and feel that. Really know what it's like to be committed to your own well-being. Let these feelings, thoughts, intentions of being a true friend to yourself sink in. Let them become a part of you. And maybe a little soothing touch is helpful here. And just rest in your experience, be just as you are. In these last few moments, really ground yourself in that felt sense of sitting and breathing, and letting any thoughts and feelings about the practice just come and go around that sense of sitting and breathing, letting it all wash through.